You know, just kind of go out there and act like those little kids we were back in the day playing Pop Warner football. So you're just out there, you're just having fun. And, you know, when opportunity presents itself, you know, try to put yourself in the best position.
Josh was saying that he feels like you're playing as well as any slot corner in the league. For, you know, it's hard to measure that, but why do you feel that you've been able to take such a good step? I know being healthy probably helps, but why do you feel you've been able to take such a big step this year?
I mean, just learning, having a lot of learning curves last year, you know, learning from the different stuff I was getting. You know, the coaching staff, you know, just kind of putting us in the right position to make plays. And end of the day, we're just going out there competing and you know, just giving our all.
He mentioned, Josh talked about your growth as a player. You know, obviously still early in your career, but how much do you feel you've grown and learned in the past couple of years to now?
You mean past year?
Yeah.
I've definitely learned a lot, you know, especially just watching those guys. Guys like, shoot, even the way D-Hall studied film, Swag, J-No. So just being able to watch those guys, being able to go into the offseason, you know, working with my brother a lot, and, you know, just trying to get better from last year.
It seems like you guys as a defensive unit really came out aggressive today. What did you guys say to each other before the game? What was your mindset going into this?
We just had a chip on our shoulder. You know, the last 2 weeks, you know, we came out there and, you know, quite frankly, we kind of laid the egg. So, you know, we didn't want to put another performance out there. So told each other just come out there with high energy, have fun, and just fly around.
Looking towards the last couple games of the season, what's the mindset for you guys going into those? How are you guys approaching?
Same thing, just going 1-0 every week, going out there competing, preparing the right way, and, you know, go out there on Sunday and make some plays.
Kendall, I know you were probably on the field for around 80 plays. Did you realize or did you feel like there was a lot of time where you were spending out there going back on the field a lot?
I mean, not really. Especially just being in a nickel, I'm happy when I'm on the field. So if I'm on there, I'm not thinking about coming off.
What was the value to the defense, to both sides of the ball, of getting that early lead? You know, getting that turnover, the third play of the game, boom. It was just a real different kind of narrative.
It's definitely big. Kind of just setting the tempo of the game. You know, everybody, every team, every individual, you know, you're going to have those plays where you can kind of set the tone. And, you know, no matter who you are, you know, you want to come out there and set the tone if you get an opportunity. And I think early on, offensively and defensively, we kind of set the tone of the game.
I'm not sure you guys have had a bunch of those balls batted down at the line before today with Anthony. How big is that for you guys?
Definitely big. You know, it may be sometimes where our guy might be kind of open and they kind of bat the ball down. So, you know, each and every week, you know, we can't play good without those guys. So we're always glad when they up front balling.
Anthony says it's a combination of you guys playing well too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely all work hand in hand, whether it's D-line, linebackers, corners, nickels, safeties, we all going to help each other out. So, you know, that's something that we got to just continue to do.
It seemed like they had you on Fitzgerald quite a bit today. How did that feel for you?
It was definitely fun. I remember watching him going against my brother back when it was Pitt versus Tech. But it's definitely fun. Going against a Hall of Famer, a guy that's definitely proven. So being able to match up with him, play in, play out, was definitely fun.
How much are you in the moment able to just focus on your assignment versus going like, man, I'm going against Larry Fitzgerald. That this
oh, no. Nah, you know, once you line up on the field, it's just kind of another number in front of you. So after the game, I kind of came in like, dog, that was fun going against a Hall of Famer. But during the game, it's just another number in front of you.
You talked to him at all after?
Yeah, I talked to him after. Larry liked to talk to you during the game, too.
He had
kind of just asked me because my brother's a big golfer, and my brother was out in AZ. Me and my brother were out in AZ, so they probably went golfing. He had kind of just asked me, like, hey, you going to be golfing this summer? And it was, I think, the first time I answered it, and I told myself, if he say something to me again, I ain't going to say nothing back. But I probably
when
did.
When did he do that? Was it with
this is early on, probably the first series. Fine. So he do it all. DJ was telling him to shut up. But, nah, he definitely talked to you.
So he literally distracts you with how nice he is?
Tries to. I feel like sometimes, if I think about it, I don't even think he's trying to distract you. I think he's just trying to make you think. Like, all right, is he trying to get in my head right now, or is he just talking? So I don't. He make you think though.
Did he say anything again and give you the opportunity to not reply?
After they called that PI on me, he kind of came to help me up, and I didn't know how I felt about it because it was kind of like you got a play on me, but you helped me up. So I thought about it, but I definitely reached my hand out.
So are you gonna go golfing with him this summer?
If I can get good enough, they them guys, Pat, Pete, Kyle, Larry, they be playing, so I'm a rook.
brother was it that played against Larry?
My oldest one, Vinny. That was back in the Big East days.
How satisfying is this victory?
Every victory is very satisfying. Just when you put in the hard work throughout the whole week, so being able to come out on top, is no matter what week it is, it's going to be satisfying.